William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Most English Princess, a novel of Queen Victoria's Daughter by Claire McHugh, performed by Catherine Lee McEwen. May your life, which has begun beautifully, expand still further to the good of others and the contentment of your own mind. True inward happiness is to be sought only in the internal consciousness of effort systematically directed to good and useful ends. Prince Albert, to his daughter Victoria, the Princess Royal, on the occasion of her 21st birthday, November 21st, 1861. The unification of Germany by the now defunct and almost forgotten Kingdom of Prussia was at once inevitable and absurd, artificial and harmful. German historian Golo Mann, 1971. Prologue. Kronberg im Taunus, February 1901. Fritz Ponsonby shifts uncomfortably in the corner of the carriage, trying to find an easeful place to rest his head, and pulls his overcoat tighter. Even with the luxuries provided the royal party, a large private yacht for the Channel crossing and plush sleeping compartments on the train to Frankfurt, the trip overnight from London has been taxing, and he feels queasy and his temples throb. Private secretary to the new king, he'll have a full day's work to do when they arrive. Beside him, softly snoring, is Francis Laking, a Harley Street physician, whom the king enlisted for this visit to his ailing sister, the Dowager Empress of Germany. The morning sun shines brightly, but the air is very cold. He listens to the jingle of harnesses and the clopping of horses' hooves as they pull five carriages up the hill. Finally, his eyes close. A sharp turn to the left, and Ponsonby is jostled awake, Laking too. The carriage judders to a stop at a high iron gate, and soldiers approach on both sides, peering in the windows. After the vehicle lurches forward again, Ponsonby can see helmeted men marching four abreast in a courtyard on the left. Ahead, under an ornate stone entrance portico, he spies a cluster of officers. As the first carriage, the king's, trundles up to the door, the whole file halts. Ponsonby cranes his neck and watches two footmen dart forward to help out the honoured guest. A small band somewhere out of sight strikes up a hearty, unrecognisable umpapa tune.
"No, God save the king," asks Laking.
"Not Wilhelm's style," Ponsonby answers. "Only he is lord and master in Germany."
A stocky figure Ponsonby recognizes instantly as the German Kaiser steps forward to embrace his uncle. In brown tweeds and soft Homburg hat, the English king looks strangely incongruous, mousy, a mere civilian surrounded by military brass.
"We have come to an armed camp," the doctor observes.
"Apparently so," Ponsonby replies. The king plans to stay at Schloss Friedrichshof, his sister's castle near the village of Kronberg, for only 6 days. He won't absent himself from England any longer during these, the first weeks of his reign, when so many in London watch to see how he will be different from his mother, Queen Victoria, who occupied the throne for 63 years. Ponsonby can't suppress a smile as he's escorted across the baronial, wood-beamed entrance hall and up a set of wide red carpeted stairs. What a contrast this royal residence is with the king's own home in Norfolk, pokey, stuffy Sandringham, reminiscent of an undistinguished Scottish golf hotel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?